Yeah, excited and nervous. But yeah, we're looking forward to it.
The show's a lot of fun, and I think we were all having loads of fun as the cast, so hopefully that will go out onto the stage and the audience will feel that energy and that fun of the show as well.
People have probably seen the film version. 15 years ago, that film came out with Reese Witherspoon. They might have seen the West End version, they might have seen the Broadway version maybe, but in case they've missed all those opportunities, just give us an idea about what the show's about.
It's basically Legally Blonde tells the story of Elle Woods, played by Lara. She is basically like your typical American sorority girl, and she hatches this scheme to get into Harvard Law School to basically chase down the love of her life, who's gone there. So, and then hijinks ensue.
And tell us a little bit about your character.
I play her professor at Harvard. He's Professor Callahan. He's got a bit of a reputation for being quite ruthless, quite cutthroat. So Lara's character, Elle, and the other younger characters in the show, they're basically trying to impress him to try and get a place on his internship. But he's very no-nonsense, and he's not an easy cookie to impress.
And also, Elle as well is probably the complete polar opposite of Callahan. Tell us a bit about Elle.
What's interesting and what I love about this character is the change and the journey she goes through. She starts as this typical blonde, you know, the sorority girl, pink, that's it really. And until she starts with this motive of just trying to get back her boyfriend. And along the way, from the people she meets, like Emmett and Paulette, she discovers a lot more about herself. And by the end, she realises that you can still look the way you look, but you can prove to other people that there's more to you than that, and this whole don't judge a book by its cover.
Although this is, it's an amateur production, and I really hate that word when we start talking about theatre, because I think, although it's maybe not as catchy, but shows where the cast aren't paid is probably a little bit better, because there's nothing amateur about what you guys are doing from watching that little bit of rehearsal, and there's nothing amateur about what a lot of groups in your situation are doing. Are there any significant differences from the West End show, or is this literally taking the script from the West End and bringing it to Stourbridge?
Yeah, I think we have challenged the West End version quite well. We've brought aspects of the West End one to our own show, so we're going to have slick scenery changes, high energy dances, lots of fun, lots of laughter. So I think if anyone that's been to see the West End one then comes to see ours, would be quite pleased.
I think as well, maybe more than a lot of other shows that are around at the moment, the songs play quite a big part in telling the story of the show. Have you got any particular favourites? I mean, obviously the songs that you're in and the songs that are sort of your songs are going to be your personal favourites, but any in terms of the songs that tell the story the best that you think are really poignant?
I think one of my favourites is a song I don't sing, but it's a song called Ireland, which Julia sings as Paulette, because in the show she's a slightly different character from what you get in the film, because in the film she's very quiet, she's very reserved, and that wouldn't really translate onto the stage. So what they did when they took it to the stage is they've given the character a lot more to her, and I don't want to spoil it by saying exactly the clue's in the name a little, but what that song gives away, but it basically gives Paulette this whole extra dimension which she doesn't have in the film, and Julia plays it perfectly. So it's a real treat.
It's true.
It's a fabulous song, because the character I play is a very lovely person. She's very kind, and she's a bit dim really. She's just a hairdresser, and she's a bit sort of trailer trash, you know, but she is a good person, and although she's not highly intelligent, she's very kind. So the relationship that she bonds with Elle is very strong, and ultimately she encourages and helps Elle on her journey in Harvard, as well as Elle, you know, helping Paulette to believe in herself and to believe that actually she's better than she thinks she is. So yeah, it's a great part to play.
There's some big names that have been in this show in the West End and on Broadway, some people that are synonymous almost with the show. Does that sort of spur you on to not emulate them, because you don't want to copy them, but to push yourself to be that little bit better, or is it a little bit intimidating when you look at it?
I think what's lovely is it's been done quite a few times now, and by different people on Broadway in London. And so you see elements of each one, and you can bring that to your own character, and then through the rehearsal process you discover things yourself as well. So I think it only enhances your performance.
What's the process like then, getting this from that first meeting where you all sat down and somebody said, right, we're doing Legally Blonde, to the point that, you know, next week you'll be standing on the stage in front of however many hundred people at Stourbridge Town Hall? Is it quite intense? Because obviously you've all got day-to-day lives that you've got to fit this round as well. It's not like the standard 4 weeks that you get if you're doing it in a professional company where it's just solidly rehearsing the show. Is that difficult to do, or is it just something that because of the passion that you guys have got for doing the show, you get on with and enjoy?
It's a lot of hard work, I think, isn't it? And I think people don't realise how much hard work and how many months of hard work go into it. We rehearse 2 nights a week and then more coming up to the show. And as you say, we all work, well, lots of us work full time as well. And there's a lot of commitment that goes into it, and people do really give it their all. And it takes a lot on show week, and people take leave from work and all of those kind of things. But I think, you know, we do it for the love of doing it. As you say, we don't get paid, but it's a really brilliant thing. And it's, I think we all do it for the buzz that you get when you have an audience standing up at the end clapping you and they're happy, and they're happy that they've paid to come and see you to do this.
And I also think it was really, for me personally, that I love doing this whole operatic thing is the fact that for, you know, however many weeks you're together and make this massive bond with people who are like yourself, just enjoy the same things, enjoy singing and dancing and having fun. And ultimately, that's what we want to do. We want to have a great time and give the audience that vibe that, you know, it's real fun factor.
I think the main thing about this company is that you can tell them what to do and they'll actually go home, do their homework and come back next week and know what they're doing. So as director, it's reassuring to know whatever I've set, they'll come back and do.
And on that note, I mean, like, this is the first time I've done it. I've never done a show before. Obviously, I've seen local productions as well. And it is deceptive, the amount of time and effort and energy people put in outside of the rehearsals as well. Whether it's Amy, who's our fantastic choreographer, or whether it's Paul preparing what he wants. We do have the 2 nights a week, but also, like you said, people have got, you know, their own work and their own lives, but they do really go home and put a lot of time into it outside of the rehearsals as well. And that's been really amazing to see.
If people are listening and they think they might like to get involved in theatre, in amateur productions like this, would you recommend organisations like this as a good way to do it and a good way to get involved?
Oh, definitely, yeah, I would say. It definitely gives you sort of that commitment that you need, and the working within a team, working with directors, choreographers, musical directors, sort of getting used to that environment, really, and enjoying it and getting a passion for it as you move through the rehearsal process.
And what's lovely is there's people in the company, like myself, who have been doing it as a child and have grown up with it and only know this, and then other people who later in life discover it or get brought into it, and it still has that same feeling, doesn't it? But for different reasons. And going back to the other question, it's amazing how you can have your day-to-day life with your jobs, but coming here each, you know, rehearsal and that, it's that, and taking on another role, it takes you away from the mundane and all that, which is such a lovely relief. That's why I like to go into it as a career, because you experience so many different walks of life just from that, you in a few hours, and it's lovely.
If somebody wanted to get involved, if somebody really wants to take a part in the next show that you guys do, what would be the easiest way for them to find out how to do that?
So they can contact us and go to our website, which has the contact details on, which is stourage-operatic.co.uk. Or I suppose the easiest way is to go and follow us on Facebook, SAOS on Facebook. They can also follow us on Snapchat. But if you come on Facebook and send us a message, one of us on the committee will get back to you and tell you about when our new upcoming new members auditions are later on in the year.
So how would people go about getting tickets? The few that are left, how would they go about grabbing those if they want to come down and see the show?
It's contact gorgeous Lorraine Lovett, who is our ticket lady, and we've got a number here that you can contact her on. It's 07504 301767. They're very cheap, £15.50 on a Monday, right down to £18.50 on a Saturday, so very reasonable for such a fantastic production.